5:40 a.m.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. The historian is in the house, Sandy Williams, man. You know, man, I can tell.
I just want the record to be clear that whenever I talk about something as long ago as the 1920s, that's because I've read about it.
Yeah, you weren't around. Man, I could talk with you forever about that, because it's, you know, I'm not going to say it's lost, but, you know, when you and I go, I don't know if those who come after us are going to be so.
Well, I'm not sure. I've got sons and grandchildren seem to be fascinated with lineage. There might be a newfound fascination with history. Maybe it's because, you know, you and I have gotten older, but, you know, when I was 10, the World War II had been over for 9 years, but it seemed like a very long time ago. When we talked about World War II in the 1950s and Nazis and the rest of it, it all seemed like pretty ancient history, and it was only 10 or 12 years before we were learning about it that the war was ongoing. And so I'm now getting a feeling for how quickly time transpires, in fact, and that was like a blink of an eye, and the world was still shuddering and recovering from that war. It had to have been within 10 years of it, or 12 years of it, and so it is, you know, that it turns out that what was going on in this city in the 1920s isn't really that long ago.
Yeah. So, Sandy, the gasoline prices are starting to affect people, and Shell Oil reports record profits, 9.13 billion in the first 3 months of 2022, nearly triple the $3.2 billion profit in the same period last year.
Yeah, when the price goes up, they've got oil that's already in inventory. They've taken
that
out of the ground.
That they put their charge.
Yeah, first of all, if they're a producer of oil, so if they've got producing wells, so that they get the full value add from getting it out of the ground. All they've got in cost is the cost of getting it out of the ground, and the price they sell it for at the pump. The full spread of that ends up being minus the cost of putting it in the pipe and distributing it.
Is that considered gouging?
It's profit. Well, you know, gouging would be to taking undue advantage of some circumstance. Is this that kind of a circumstance? Typically, the marketplace puts discipline into the market. You know, there are competitors. There are plenty of competitors in the oil industry, and you need
that are going to do the same thing.
Until someone breaks ranks and says, no, we're going to sell cheaper oil, we're going to undercut all of you so that everyone drives their car to our stations.
Well, but why would they do that unless somebody can bring pressure on them, which is what Joe Biden is talking about doing now with taxes, raising taxes on the oil industry?
Well, a competitive marketplace is supposed to have enough competitors so there's always competitors who will move the price down close to their cost because they want to get more volume. Now, that's a little bit harder to do in the gas industry when there's a shortage, because if there's a shortage of gasoline to put into cars, then you aren't going to be able to attract more people to your station because you aren't going to be able to sell more gas than you're already selling or selling at all. So in the circumstance of a shortage, it is probably true that this ability to raise prices is quite unrestricted, and maybe that is the time that constitutes gouging.
Well, Sandy, the American people are feeling it. I mean, we're talking, it continues to go up. There's nothing that shows, even though they're complaining now because Joe Biden is raising the taxes on these corporations. I don't see how that is going to force them to bring down the price. How do you bring down the prices, Sandy? And well, even if they bring it down, it's not going to happen immediately. It's going to be incrementally, right?
Well, prices go up, and for gas and oil, prices go up and down pretty quickly, actually.
High as it is now, I mean...
Well, I mean, they prices tend to go down slower than they go up, because the reason for the price going up, everyone wants to test whether they can get that higher price so they can get more profits. Most people aren't interested in testing whether they can...
Right.
What they're going to do when the price goes down. So the price does go down more slowly, but oil is quite a volatile up and down price commodity, and so is gasoline. And so, you know, the price will come down when some of the dislocations in the marketplace.
I know, but Sandy, people are really, this is really devastating. And again, for those who don't have to worry about it, that's okay. But the other side of this is crushing people.
I know, and you know, I pointed out that if you took the CPI a couple of shows ago, if you took the 1975 price for gasoline at the pump...
Well, what's the acronym CPI stands for?
Consumer Price Index.
Okay.
So if you took the rate at which the dollar has essentially deflated, or it's the there's been inflation, which causes a dollar to be worth less today than it was 10 years ago because of the inflation. And if you just apply that inflation factor to the price of gas in 1975, its price this year should be $4.78, some such price. It's not actually much higher than that right now. It is now higher than that. So, but that would suggest that the cost of gasoline between 1975 and now, as much of the time, has been a much bigger bargain in terms of its relative cost against everything else we buy than it was in 1975. So, you know, maybe there's just a reality. Europeans have always paid gasoline prices like this.
I know.
They pay prices for gasoline by the liter, which is about a quart.
But many in this country don't want to hear that the Europeans pay more, because they've grown accustomed to paying, you know, even $3 a gallon. But now, you know, what we're looking at, if you even look at the increase in diesel, where that's over $5 and heading, other prices of everything else is going to continue to rise. Is it safe to say, as I hear Republicans say, put Republicans in office and we'll bring down the gas prices? Is it that simple?
Well, they would say they would do it by opening up more drilling, but
right.
Biden's already done that. Biden's invited a bunch of drilling proposals for federal land, and the production of oil right now is apparently higher than it was in 2019, or at about the same level as it was in 2019. And that was the highest.
Yes, it's $2.80.
No, but that was because of COVID. Okay,
right.
So we had up production of oil to the point where we were producing the most we had ever produced, and then COVID came along, and now we had much too much production capacity for the amount of gasoline being demanded.
And the prices were really down.
So prices
almost $2.
Yeah, prices really went down. It was a little like the interest phenomena.
Right.
Where the interest rates were way below historic norms and have been for some period of time. And they're now getting up to historic norms. And we're all bellyaching about it because now interest rates are so high. You know, the interest rates of 5% for a 30-year mortgage is... that was, if someone told you in 1975 that you could get a 5% mortgage, you'd say, what are you, crazy?
Sandy, I don't, so what you are saying is accurate, it's true.
Yeah.
And we were living in a time that rolled back time, and we've gotten accustomed to it, right? There were zero interest rates. For I don't know how long.
Right. So
and you knew at some point in time that was going to...
Well, so I'm pointing this out not to say that you can take comfort from this, but that people need to understand that that's the way it works and that this was going to happen at some point. And gasoline was bound to go up. Now, we've had sort of a perfect storm. We've had the Ukraine interruption of the supply of oil from Russia to basically the rest of the world. And Russia produced 40% of the oil consumed in Europe. So that's a huge amount of oil to cut off. And until production changes, until things kind of reconfigure where oil gets produced and sold, that shortage is going to have a very acute effect on price. And then the other thing is just the return of essentially business boom. So we had a reduction in capacity that was the result of COVID, because people, the producers of oil tried to reschedule how rapidly they would do their drilling and do their exploration, because they were suffering this problem of, you know, dirt cheap oil because of the excess capacity.
Sandy, you sound like the Grim Reaper.
Well, it's not a Grim Reaper. it's just the way the world works.
I mean,
what's the answer? Is the answer you dial up somebody and tell them to make sure that the price of gas has to be reduced?
So here's the other part of this.
We did, incidentally. Richard Nixon, during the period of Nixon's presidency, we did have price controls. The beginning of the Arab oil embargo, they imposed various kinds of price controls to see if they couldn't control the gouging and also the inflation that way. And price controls are kind of remarkably, there's a lot of collateral damage.
Sandy, there are many people, and in the travel business, you know, has been robust. People have been jumping in their cars, driving all over the country over the last several years with the prices of gas down in hotels and other places. All of these things are going to be impacted.
Oh, they are being impacted.
By $5 a gallon gas. People aren't going to drive across country as they've been doing the last few years. They're not going to fly. That's another part of the economy that's going to be impacted. And you know,
it's already been impacted. The price of flying has gone up materially because the cost of aviation fuel is a big part of the variable cost of flying.
So Sandy, it's not looking good. You know, I mean, for people who, well, here, average Americans.
Yes,
right?
Here's the problem, and we get back to what I've been talking about. We've left the average middle-class American between a rock and a hard place.
Sandy, we got to go to break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.